Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to see what I mean when you hear who's going to be on the show in this half hour. Rick Maurer is back. Rick is a longtime 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and one of my favorite books, but my absolute most favorite title, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you back. Rick, is the guy who helps us deal with change more than anything else. And Rick, I know that this is your life's work. You're a scholar in this area. You're helping companies large and small deal with change, and boy, you couldn't have picked a better topic, because if you were trying to sell this product 50 years ago, you wouldn't be able to make a living. But right? Am I right?
The big
change would have been whether how big the fins were going to be on the Chevy Impala this year compared to last year. That was, or whether the chrome was going to be on the side or on the top. But I mean, this is a second decade of the 21st century. We got change. Not only change coming out our ears, the velocity of change is taking our breath away.
It is. I mean, it's, you know, somebody said change is the only constant. I think that may have been an ancient thing, but it's absolutely true these days. And it's amazing to me that the whole notion of how do you lead change, how do you manage it, is still kind of a side issue. People read books and they take courses, but it really is a central skill for most people leading anything. Even a mom and pop grocery, it's there.
So. That's exactly right, and so many things, so many new things are happening, and most of them, most of the change, if you'll just, as you said, and I love the way you've helped us understand, not just to change, but not just to manage it, not just accept it, but to actually lead it. If you think about it that way, that this is change that's happening, I can't stop it. So I'm gonna get out in front like I'm leading the parade and lead this change. That if you'll do that, the truth is, today this kind of change is actually beneficial for small business. A lot of it is, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, and part of it, it's survival. I mean, when you think of small businesses, just as an example, I mean, just take kind of retail. I mean, you go to a downtown section in any smaller town. I mean, right. That used to be a thriving hub, and it's not. And if it's heartening to me when I see small, like, independent retailers who not only are still surviving but are thriving. I mean, they really,
right.
I mean, they got it, and they got it early. Like, okay, here's what we need to do to make sure that this is where people want to go.
Well, here's an example. More and more people like to use some kind of credit card to buy their stuff. I mean, how many times do you see people using credit cards to buy groceries, for goodness sakes,
yeah.
at the grocery store, right? Well, my wife showed me something yesterday that I had not seen before. I guess maybe I saw it, I didn't know what it was. I said, what's this new device? And what it is, you plug the device into your smartphone, and on the other end is a little thing barely as big as an orange slice, that you swipe a credit card and it goes into your smartphone and validates the credit card. I mean, you could be walking around with your cell phone in your pocket and taking money over this device. I mean, back when only big companies could do that, that hurt small businesses.
Yeah.
Now you can be, you don't even have to have a storefront to be able to take credit cards.
Yeah, it is amazing. And it amazes me. Sometimes I'll walk into some place and they go, sorry, we don't take credit cards. And I realize the credit card company's got you over a barrel and the percentage is really
high.
Right. But if it means I'm going to shop at the place right next to you because I can just pull out that piece of plastic,
right.
I mean, you're just killing yourself.
Well, but the thing is, and this is what I try to remind people about, maybe they had what you wanted. Maybe you weren't even going to ask how much it was. But so they didn't have to be cheaper on price. They just had to be relevant to you, and relevant to you meant take my credit card.
Yeah, yeah.
And folks, this is all part of the change process that Rick is working on in his program with the Gestalt Institute, right, Rick?
Yeah, Gestalt Institute of Cleveland.
Yeah, of Cleveland. I can't believe I got Gestalt right, couldn't get Institute right. That's amazing. Isn't it? Hey, Rick, give us the website, please. We're going to talk some more about this after this break, folks. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, okay. The website for Cleveland is Gestalt, and that's Gestalt, Cleveland.org.
All right.
And you'll see this program called Influence Action Change, and that's what we're going to be talking
Influence
about.
Influence Action Change. But also Rick Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, is his website, rickmaurer.com. Rick
right.
And I will be right back. We're going to help you with this change more after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.